via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Britain's The Telegraph newspaper reports the country will begin offering a booster dose of a COVID-19 vaccine to 32 million citizens starting in early September. The shots will be available in as many as 2,000 pharmacies, with the goal of administering the boosters by early December. The government has been preparing for this since at least June, when the country's Vaccination Advisory Committee called for a plan to offer the third shot to people 70 years or older and others whose health situation makes them vulnerable. In Berlin, thousands of people marched on Sunday to protest pandemic restrictions. Nearly 600 protesters were detained after clashes with police. The New York Times reported Saturday that more than 200 employees at two major hospitals in San Francisco, California, have tested positive for the coronavirus despite being vaccinated. The Times reported that most of the staff members at Zuckerberg San Francisco General and the University of California San Francisco Medical Center Hospital were fully vaccinated, and yet most of them tested positive for the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus. Only two of those cases, however, required hospitalization. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on Sunday he does not expect the United States will return to lockdowns, despite the growing risks of COVID-19 infections posed by that Delta variant. Fauci told ABC Television he thinks enough Americans are vaccinated to avoid the numbers seen last winter, but not enough to crush the outbreak. The surge in Delta variant cases is spreading across the entire globe. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of villages were evacuated in tourist hotspots in southern Turkey on Sunday as wildfires that have claimed 8 lives raged for a 5th day. The blazes also hit Greece, Italy, and Spain. Fanned by soaring temperatures and strong winds, with experts saying that climate change increases both the frequency and intensity of such blazes. This year's fire season has been significantly more destructive than the previous average, according to European Union data. Turkey is suffering its worst fires in at least a decade. After hitting record levels last month, temperatures are set to remain high. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been criticized after it emerged that Turkey has no firefighting planes, even though one-third of its territory is forested. Fires are becoming increasingly frequent. According to EU figures, Turkey has been hit by 133 wildfires in 2021 so far. That's compared with an average of 43 by this point in the years between 2008 and 2020. Kosovo's president on Sunday awarded a medal to the late son of U.S. President Joe Biden for his service in helping to build the country's justice system after war ended more than two decades ago. Bo Biden worked in Kosovo after the Kosovo War ended in 1999. He helped train local prosecutors and judges for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The former attorney general for the state of Delaware died in 2015 of cancer. He was 46. In a pre-recorded video message, U.S. President Joe Biden said his son's connection with Kosovo was heartfelt. He said his son, quote, fell in love with the country. Workers at the world's biggest copper mine in Chile have approved a strike after rejecting the latest offer proposed by its owners following the results of a vote that lasted until Saturday night. The union says there were more than 2,000 votes in favor of starting the strike against just 11 for accepting the employer's offer. Chile is the world's top producer of copper, making up 28% of global output. The mineral accounts for 10 to 15% of the South American country's GDP, with much of it exported to China, the world's biggest consumer. The mine is located in the world's driest desert in northern Chile at more than 3,000 meters in altitude. It's the same area where in 2010, some 33 men were trapped 700 meters underground for 69 days. And many Israelis age 60 and up received a third shot of COVID-19 vaccination on Sunday as part of a national campaign offering elderly people a booster shot. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from VOA News.